Hello, Zen Warriors. You're listening to Yoga Beyond the Spectrum, the podcast where healing meets neurodiversity or trauma, and mindfulness is made for real life and real people. I'm your host, Aisha, a somatic trauma-informed yoga instructor, wellness advocate, and an autism mom on a mission to make yoga and nervous system support radically accessible. If you're a trauma survivor, a neurodivergent soul, a caregiver, a therapist, or just someone looking for nervous system friendly practices that honor your experiences, you're in the right place. Here we talk about sensory safe self-care, embodied healing, yoga for trauma recovery, neurodivergent friendly mindfulness, and how to show up for ourselves and others with compassion. This is a judgment-free zone. No forced stillness, no toxic positivity, just real inclusive tools to support your healing journey. So roll out your mat or don't. Take a deep breath, get cozy, and let's begin. Welcome to Yoga Beyond the Spectrum, a podcast where we explore the intersection of yoga, mindfulness, and healing, especially for neurodivergent individuals and trauma survivors. I'm your host, Aisha, a somatic trauma-informed yoga practitioner, autism mom, and wellness advocate. Whether this is your first time here or you've been following my work for a while, I'm so glad you're joining me. This podcast is a space for compassion, growth, curiosity, and connection. It's for anyone who's ever felt out of place in a traditional yoga space, for those seeking gentle, embodied healing, and for those supporting loved ones on their healing journeys. My goal is to offer insights, practices, and conversations that honor the unique ways we each experience the world. So today, in our very first episode, I want to lay down the foundation by sharing what trauma-informed and neurodivergent-friendly yoga really means, and why this kind of approach matters so deeply to me. So what is trauma-informed yoga? Let's start there. So at its core, trauma-informed yoga is a practice rooted in safety, choice, and empowerment. It acknowledges that trauma lives in the body, not just the mind, and that healing happens when we gently reconnect to our bodies in ways that feel safe. In a trauma-informed yoga space, you won't hear commands like you must or you should or any other demanding commands. Instead, you'll be offered invitations. Invitations such as, if it feels right, try this, or notice how the body feels, or notice what your body needs right now. Because power and agency are crucial parts of healing. We also pay close attention to things like tone of voice, lighting, scents, the pacing of the practice, and the language we use. Everything is intentional. Everything is about supporting you and coming back to yourself without any pressure, judgment, or expectations. Let's move on to neurodivergent-friendly yoga. When we talk about neurodivergent-friendly yoga, we're honoring the many ways brains and bodies process information. Neurodivergence includes ADHD, autism, dyslexia, sensory processing differences, and so much more. In traditional yoga spaces, the assumption is often that everyone can sit still, follow complex sequences, or even feel comfortable in a quiet room, but I know that's not true for everyone, and that's okay. Neurodivergent-friendly yoga makes space for stimming, fidgeting, and moving at your own pace. It acknowledges that eye contact may not feel safe, that silence can be overwhelming, and that stillness isn't the only way to process peace. It's about expanding the idea of what yoga practice can look like, so it becomes accessible, inclusive, and truly supportive. Yoga Beyond the Spectrum is about reclaiming yoga as a healing practice for everyone, not just the flexible, the regulated, or the neurotypical. Here you'll find solo episodes where I share tools, practices, and personal insights, along with conversations with other practitioners, educators, and community members who are walking similar paths. We'll explore breath work, mindfulness, adaptive movement, nervous system regulation, and so much more. We'll talk about real-life ways to integrate these practices, especially when you're overwhelmed, overstimulated, or just trying to get through the day. My hope is that this podcast helps you feel seen, understood, and supported, whether you're here to deepen your own healing or to support others. There's no right way to practice yoga and mindfulness. There's only the way that feels cozy for you. So I want to thank you for being here and for sharing this moment with me. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to subscribe, share it with someone who might need it, and leave a review. It helps more people find this space. You can connect with me on Instagram at zenaromas.wellness or learn more about my offerings at www.zenaromasllc.com. Until next time, take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and find your zen. With love and magic, I'll see you next episode.